Now we just talk about another piece of news about American Hurricane Sandy. The title, the news title, economy may skirt direct hit from Hurricane Sandy. 这是个标题，意思就是说美国经济躲过了飓风桑迪的一劫，但损失还是不小。这里边有个很好的短语 skirt direct hit 就是打击，迎头一棒，躲过了直接的打击，但是损失还是有的，还是不小。这里边的这个 skirt 就等于 avoid， 避开、避让、躲避。比方我们有个例子， both parties tried hard to skirt the controversial issue。双方在谈了一些个问题的时候，要回避，尽量避免谈有争议的问题。Now let's go on. Washington, New York, Reuters. Hurricane Sandy is shaking up to be one of the biggest storms ever to hit the United States. But even with the severe damage that is expected,The blow to the economy is saying as sure term. 这意思就是说这是新闻呢，来自于美国华盛顿纽约路透社报道的消息。飓风桑迪正酿成一场美国史无前例的大暴雨。不过甚至预计它有可能带来严重的损害，但对经济的重创也只是短期的。我们看到这里边有一个非常好的一个短语， Hurricane Sandy is shaping up to be one of the biggest storms. Shape 本来就是动词，是形成什么样的一个状态， up 是逐步的由弱变强的一个发展的一个状况，所以 shake up means start to develop or seem likely to happen。它就是开始形成，逐步的变得更为严重，酝酿成为一场灾难性的东西。这里边有个例子， The accident is already shaping up as a significant environmental disaster. 这个事故已经酿成为一场重大的环境灾害。我们回过头再看，这里边有一个动词不定式的短语，我们把这个部分整个连起来读一下。Hurricane Sandy is shaping up to be one of the biggest storms ever to hit the United States. Ever to hit the United States. 这是个动词不定式短语，实际上就相当于一个定语从句，等于 which has ever hit the United States.就是这个 which 指前置词，就是 storm 暴风雨曾经对美国造成了这么一个直接的打击或袭击。Now let's go ahead. But we have a short term 是短期的，不会有长期的影响。Go ahead. Economists say some of the impact caused by businesses closing will be offset by reconstruction efforts.And point to catastrophic storms like Katrina, which devastated New Orleans but did not deal lasting damage to the national economy. 经济学家指出呢，这次的暴风雨造成商家纷纷的关门，这所产生的影响也会随着重建工作的开展而相互的抵消，有损失，但是这个损失我们要弥补，我们要通过这个重建来修复这个损失。同时他们也提及了像飓风可特里娜那样的灾害性的风暴，曾经给新奥尔良造成了一些严重的这个毁坏，不过对国家经济总体来说不会造成持久的这种灾害损害。 我们这里边有一个、短语 deal lasting damage to。 deal 就是、像我们拳击手给什么一拳，就是失利。 lasting 就是长久的， lasting friendship、这种长久的友谊。 deal lasting damage to 给什么造成长久的、破坏。我们这里边有一个短语叫做 deal a blow to somebody or something， 给某人一重拳打击、你比方这有个例子， She dealt him a tremendous blow with the poker、他用火把火棒、他用这种火棒、重重的打他一下、还有这个给什么一重挫，以震惊性的打击。 Her deathDealt us a terrible blow、比方他这是个对我们很重要的人物、他去世了、对我们、就是非常大的打击，身心、受到了、这个很痛苦、Now let's go here. Gross domestic product in the region between New York and Washington amounts to some 2.5 trillion. So every day the region suffers the economic lossup to about $10 billion in lost output, says Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. 穆迪分析机构的首席经济学家马克·詹迪指出，纽约和这个华盛顿之间的这个地区的国内生产总值 GDP 累计大约为2.5万亿美元，但是由于这场灾害呢，所以它有些个工厂啊、商铺啊停业，所以说该地区每天的损失产能所造成的经济损失大约为100亿美元，啊，这是很啊惨重的损失。Some 2.5 trillion U.S. dollars. Some means about or.Approximately, 大约。Let's go here. Peter Morrissey at the University of Maryland estimates that Sandy will cause about $35 billion to $45 billion in losses and damages, but then be followed by as much as $36 billion in recovery spending. 马里兰大学的经济学家穆里奇估计，飓风桑迪将会造成大约350亿美元到450亿美元的损失和损害。随后呢，当然政府会要进行修复、重建，所以随后会有多达350亿美元用来进行恢复性重建。这里边用的这个英语是 recovery spending， 这里边有个短语 as much as， 就是不少于和什么一样多的意思。我们这里边有个例子啊， The boy returned as much love to his foster parents as they did in the past。 这个男孩对养父母过去对他的关照，的关照呢，有加，对父母关照有加，回报他们曾经对他的爱啊，对他的爱不会少，他更加更多的回报养父母。Okay, go ahead. Damage caused by last year's Hurricane Irene totaled as much as $20 billion, he said.莫里奇还说呢，去年发生的飓风艾琳所造成的损害呢，累计多达200亿美元。这里边有个动词 total 就是累计、共计有多少、你比方它等于 added up to amount to or aggregated to、我这里边有个例子， The sales turnover last year totaledor added up to, or amounted to, or aggregated to 10 million yuan. 去年的销售额 合计达到了$10,000,000。啊，这是我们对这个新闻故事的一个串讲。Now, listen to me. I just read the whole story to you. Economy may score direct hit from Hurricane Sandy. Washington, New York, Reuters. Hurricane Sandy is shaping up to be one of the biggest storms ever to hit the United States. But even with the severe damage that is expected, the blow to the economy is seen as short-term. Economists say some of the impact caused by businesses closing will be offset by reconstruction efforts, and pointed to catastrophic storms like Katrina, which devastated New Orleans but did not deal lasting damage to the national economy. Gross domestic product in the region between New York and Washington amounts to some $2.5 trillion, so every day the region suffers the economic loss up to about $10 billion in lost output, said Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. Peter Forese at the University of Maryland estimates that Sandy will cause about $35 billion to $45 billion US dollars in losses and damages, but then be followed by as much as $36 billion US dollars in recovery spending. Damage caused by last year's Hurricane Irene totaled as much as $20 billion US dollars, he said.